Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and I'm here with my co-host, Renee Horsch.
Hey, 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 Barbara.
And Ben McDonald.
Hello.
And we are all about social media.
I know.
We are learning so much.
I know,
we've been doing,
right?
This is our fourth podcast with Ben, and he is teaching us so much about the importance of social media, what to do, what not to do.
I'm feeling so smart now, right? I'm actually leaving our studio today with like knowledge. This is great.
Well, now I know.
Not just Cool Whip and sprinkles, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, now I'm going to have to go sign up on Snapchat.
I know. That's the next thing.
Snapchat's my favorite.
God,
it
we
is,
gotta start doing
instant.
That.
Yeah.
And now they have like new filters, so like you look at yourself and they'll put, you know, you all of a sudden you look like a dog. You can like there's so much you can do. There's geotag,
oh
so it will
God.
Say what location you're at, the temperature outside, all sorts of stuff. Filters.
Now can you tag the can you do because how I've got my thing, my Instagram set up, I can like tag Facebook and Twitter, and I hit it once, and poof, it hits it all.
No, this is exclusive,
all to itself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you know, I mean, I understand the fascination with social media. What I've never really been able to wrap my head around is the Twitter thing, because it limits you in the characters that you can.
Yeah.
And
it's
I'm
a complicated
not that,
order.
I have to think too hard to condense my thoughts to that.
I know, because I think what you get 160 characters.
Yeah, and so it's like every platform has like some kind of
rules.
Like obstacle.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that's, you know, like Instagram, you can only have 15-second videos.
I 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm. They're upping
that would
it.
Never work for us.
They're upping it to a minute. I think they're up it soon, I've heard.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, everyone has. It's like a challenge.
Yeah, it's a rule.
So
yeah,
is right. Twitter as popular as it always has been, or is that starting to wane?
An old person thing. I think it's an old person
thing. I don't even
think
Twitter is an old person thing. I think it's just fading out.
Like, really?
A lot of people don't get Twitter.
I've never understood it.
Yeah, explain it to me, because I really don't understand the hashtag thing.
And I'm really visual. I need to see visuals.
Well, and
right?
I get these tweets from my friends, and it's like, okay, here's what I think when I get them. You know when you're at a stoplight and you look at the license plate in front of you, and you know it's a vanity plate, and you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
What it's saying,
what it says.
Yeah, it's totally
And then the light changes, and you're like, damn, I didn't get it.
Yeah, there's so many acronyms and so many like condensed things.
And that's what I've always had the trouble with Twitter, because you can't – it's like it's a code and I'm not in the code.
Yeah. Twitter was the first one to do the thing where you can follow them. They don't have to follow you back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it started with celebrities was love Twitter, because they could have millions of followers and they didn't have to follow everyone. Whereas Facebook, you can't be friends with Beyonce on Facebook.
Cause right.
It's just –
It's not going to happen. Yeah.
So that's where it kind of started. But now even celebrities are dying off Twitter, because they're going to Instagram and Snapchat.
Because it's easier. You just take a picture or video and post it. You don't have to type.
And they're, you know, a lot of their demographic is millennials, and they want instant gratification. So we have very little attention span.
Yeah. Yep.
So we want what we want it now. We don't want videos more than 15 seconds, and we want to see pictures immediately.
So the Twitter – so when people were tweeting, did they have to – how can I phrase it? How do they communicate in just a few words, and what really was the purpose of it? Was it to tell you, oh, I'm here at the restaurant or
– pretty much.
That was it.
Just to kind of let you know that I'm still here.
And what's the hashtag thing mean?
So a hashtag is – like say you say hashtag – love.
Okay.
You know, whatever you want. So if you click on that hashtag, it's going to come up with every post that has been under the hashtag love.
Okay.
So if you go on Instagram and you do hashtag, you know, beach, you're going to see all these beach photos. Everyone in his post on the beach.
You go
post dog, you're going to see all these dog photos. You go puppies of Instagram, you're going to see all the, whatever hashtag you look up. You're going to see everyone's stuff. So it's a way of finding.
So that's kind of going back. So I shouldn't even waste any more time on that, because that's passé.
For Twitter. Yeah.
Twitter now, in my opinion, is becoming more for businesses.
Okay.
It's more like.
Really? I didn't know that.
Like if you want to complain about like an airline, you go on Twitter, you write a tweet, and they'll get back to you. You complain about your cable bill, AT&T will reach out to you. You know, it's like.
Really? So
they don't want that negative content, right?
Are really monitoring now that.
Oh, that's really good. The next time
you think of a
flight.
Yeah, if you think of a company like. You know, think of an airline. How many photos can they post on Instagram? How many photos
of
the clouds in the airplane?
Yeah.
You know, they don't have enough material.
Right.
Twitter, they can keep up, because it's just like little things. Here's a deal. Hey, check out our website. Hey, we have a sale. You know, whatever. So it's a good – but they're very responsive to that. They have – big companies have teams that just stock Twitter.
Well, you know, I am very much into looking online for to see what other people's experiences are, especially if I'm choosing a restaurant or a hotel or whatever. So I'll look on Yelp, I'll look on TripAdvisor, and I will say that when I see something that, you know, is kind of questionable about the place, I'm like, nah, I won't go to that. I'll go to the other one.
Right.
So I see the power that it has over the consumer, which is just me as not choosing thing. So, Ben, how do companies and how do they control that when people just get a bug up their ass and go, oh, I'm just going to like tweet and Yelp that I don't like your place because I just don't like your place.
Well, the hard thing like with TripAdvisor and Yelp, people don't normally go on there when they have good things to say. They usually only go on there when they have bad things to say.
Oh, complaints. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you go have a nice dinner, you're like, oh, that was good. And you go home and you live your – but if you know it was bad and they make you mad,
right.
Then they
gonna,
go on a
I'm
going to
Yelp about them. Yeah, I'm going to write them a bad review. So it's hard because I usually take it with a grain of salt because you have
–
there's a lot of the times – like I said – when you're happy, you just go on with your life. You're not going to spend any more time on it. When you're upset, you're like, okay, I'll
show
you.
Well, you know, it's like my pest control guy. He goes, would you go on Yelp and give me a good Yelp?
Yeah, I get people that will do that. Business
will
do that
because that's how I found him. Yeah. He had like five, you know, things in my neighborhood, and everybody was very, very pleased with him. But he actually asked us to do that.
Yep.
And
my apartment building has asked me to do it.
My dentist has asked me to do
it. My dentist has asked me as well.
My agent even asked me to do it.
Really?
Wow, your agent.
Yeah.
Well, because agents do not have a good reputation. I mean, isn't that one
or,
step up from used car salesman?
Pretty much. I mean, if they give you one, you know, one,
we
one
need,
bad.
We need an agent, Barbara.
They give you one
maybe
bad.
I shouldn't have said that, yeah. Renee.
Careful.
But, you know, if they book a different model instead of you or they do one thing to make you mad, you go write a bad review and then the agent's like, oh, I mean, it's not going to really help them, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, are there things that you go out for now as an actor that are a little different, like because there are so many different platforms now that they're doing movies and televisions. I mean, usually there was a season, like we were talking about a season of pilot season, but now you've got Netflix and Hulu. And
right. It used to be pilot season was like February, March, April.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
they would do all these pilots, and the goal of pilot is the very first episode of any series.
Right.
Like a sizzle, right?
Yeah.
Like a sizzle.
So anytime you watch any new show, the first episode is always called pilot.
Right.
Desperate Housewives, the first episode. Like,
yeah.
You know, whatever show you watch is called pilot. So what they would do is they would, in the spring, they come up with these shows, they film them, and in the summer, they like pitch them to networks and they hope someone picks them up. And then in September, new shows in September used to always come out. It was the premiere.
Because
you were back
really
to school
like
and
that.
You got to watch the new shows.
Yeah.
Right. And now it's different because now there's Hulu, there's Netflix, YouTube has their own series, Amazon has their own series, DreamWorks is coming up with their own platform, HBO.
Oh, really?
HBO Go. You know, there's all these platforms, and now there's a new series coming out in June, then there's a new one in October, and there's one in the middle of January. And not only do they just do an episode, sometimes they just release the whole season.
Right, and that's what I
love.
That's
what Netflix did, right?
Yeah, they really were the start of that. Well, I belong to all of those things because I watch television nonstop.
Do you really?
I'm a television addict. I've been a television addict even as a kid because I grew up in kind of a crappy neighborhood in Brooklyn. And to escape my lunatic family, I would just sit in front of the television and I would watch Ozzie and Harriet and all of those silly sitcoms.
Yeah.
And then look behind me and wonder how come my family didn't get that memo.
Well, this family I'm watching is normal.
Right.
What happened to my family?
But, you know, I mean, I actually knew how to work a VCR, which a lot of people do not.
A what?
And I think I was the
first
person on my block.
That's the thing you push a sandwich into? That's like, remember videotapes? Yeah.
Right. I mean, I've always been very electronically inclined.
As soon as
I read about the technology of DVRs, I mean, I was on it. And I will wake up at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning to catch up on television.
I
have to teach yoga and before I have to start work. But yeah, if I see that that little thing is filling up or that I haven't gotten through my Netflix series of something, I will get up in the middle of the night and watch a certain amount of television.
Oh my gosh.
Yes,
wow.
I'm absolutely crazy when I'm a crazy person in
You're
general.
You're a television queen. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, I am a television queen. And so when they started coming out on the different platforms with Hulu and Netflix, I was on top of that because you could watch the whole series.
And you can watch on your iPad sitting in bed.
Right. Yeah. You could anywhere. It's great. I'm going to a yoga retreat in at the end of June. And I go, hey, you got television? And they're like, no. I go, you got Wi-Fi? And they're like, oh, yeah. Okay, so I can go because I can watch my shows on my iPad.
See? Smart girl. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm the
worst
actor. I don't watch really any TV.
Really?
Because I fall asleep.
See, that's why I have to wake up in the morning at an ungodly hour because I fall asleep at night.
I go to movies all the time. Like I see everything that comes up.
And I don't anymore.
Because I love the movie theater. I love the whole everything.
Experience of it. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sometimes I fall asleep because I bring a blanket. But when I'm on my couch, I'm just like out.
See, and I used to do, before the internet, you know, really exploded with all these different platforms, I went to the movies a lot. Now I don't, if it's a choice between, gee, I have 3 hours tonight I can watch television or go to a movie, I go back to the TV.
Well, you like the comfort of your own home, right?
I do. Yeah. And I did go to a movie theater in Las Vegas in downtown Summerlin that had the big, you know, comfy chairs. And
that's where I fall asleep.
Oh, I love those. Yeah. And then when they serve cocktails, I love that too.
I was fighting to stay awake because I had taken, you know, I had eaten too much sugar and soda and everything. And I don't drink that
and it's so
shit
comfortable.
At home, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the next thing I knew, I'm like drooling in the seat out cold. So, but you know, with all these different platforms, though, it does expand the opportunity for actors like Ben.
Absolutely. No, I think it certainly, because my generation, we didn't have all this stuff. And so, like, for him to recently move back to Los Angeles after he graduated from college, I mean, he's got all these platforms that he's able to tap into on his own without having to go through an agent and, you know.
Well, and you know what also I'm seeing a lot of? I'm getting a lot of public relations emails about web series. Mm-hmm. And people who are just saying, forget about the whole process of Hollywood. We're just taking our smartphones and tablets and we are producing our own web series.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a movie at Sundance that won and it was filmed on an iPhone 6.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And one at Sundance. It was crazy.
Ben and I went to a screening for a friend of mine, John Asher, who just has a film out. And he was able to walk they had the blue carpet there. And
okay, so what's different between blue carpet and red carpet?
Well, they just had blue because I don't know.
It's Autism Awareness Month.
Yeah.
The colors.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But actually, Ben had pointed out it was really interesting because we were looking at the press line, and you actually said to me, "You're like, oh my God, look, they're just shooting on an iPhone." Mm-hmm. They had the tripod and everything, and you think that they're these big fancy cameras. And all of a sudden, you pointed out to me, and I was like, "Oh my God, you're right! They're just using their iPhone."
Yeah, I did an interview with the guy. I mean, he had a microphone.
Yeah,
but then it was just linked into an iPhone.
Linked into
isn't that crazy?
Bluetooth.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So Ben, do you think that you would produce web series and move into that kind of arena?
I think I'm open to everything. I kind of go in every direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we brought him into this.
Right,
see,
right.
You're doing radio right now. This is
I just kind of go with the tie, you know, go with the flow,
whatever presents itself to him. Right.
Well, yeah. You know, right now because it's when we're taping this, it's in the month of April, and the Newport Beach Film Festival is happening right now. Will
nice.
You be heading down that way to see any of those?
I probably will. I usually try to make an appearance at some of those festivals and go watch the new and upcoming stuff.
I have not been to the festival in a couple
of
years.
Maybe we should come down and go to
the
festival,
you know,
right?
I've been getting all these invitations to go. And when they first started, which was a bunch of years ago, I went and I sat in. It was one evening. And I guess I was on the boring evening.
Oh.
And I was sitting in an area where I couldn't really leave and be polite about it. And the movie was the most horrible, boring thing. I don't even remember what it was because I was trying to sleep with my eyes open.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, if you concentrate on that long enough, you don't pay attention to anything that's around you.
I'll try that sometime.
I'm going to use that trick.
Yeah.
Right. Sleeping with your eyes open. But we are never sleeping with our eyes open when we're living out loud. And we're out of time in this segment.
Woo!
Yay.
Thanks again.
So thanks, Renee.
You.
Thanks, Ben. And thanks you for listening. See you next time.